no Patrick Laine, no Brian Little today. Yeah. Any concern for you?
Not for tomorrow, no. No, we should be good.
When you look back at the game last night, we talked about it a little bit last night. You get a power play goal, you get a shorthanded goal. How big is that for a team on night number one to get the special teams rolling like you did?
Well, our PK was rolling because our goalie was really good, but we'll take that. The power play, you want them, get those players, your offensive players, feeling confident about what they're doing. Really important parts of the game. The first game of the season is a little bit like the first game after the Christmas break and the Olympic break and All-Star breaks. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. There were guys falling down on both sides of the ice there. It was an unusual game, but there were pieces of our game that were right. And that's what a hockey season is, right? You just got to keep building on it, make those pieces bigger until you can get them to be a full 60.
Paul, you talk lots about drivers on lines. Is Kyle Connor now an absolute driver of that line, like Mark and like Blake?
Yeah. So we were talking about that at training camp this year because he practiced is so much different, right? In order to qualify that, there are times where the other players play off you. So you have to be making decisions for yourself. You're driving the pace of play. You're taking it into holes. You're not overpassing. If you think shot, then you're a shooter. And he's done that right through camp. His pace is right. He's had, a real advantage having the opportunity to play with both those guys because it's helped mold his game. But he's taken full advantage of it, right? So in that piece of that game last night, he's the driver, right? He's the first guy on the back check. He's the first guy on the forecheck. He's a great set of hands, so we know there's offense there. But all three of them now, kind of their own projects, and they play off each other now well. They're not carrying Kyle by any means. Right. He's a piece.
Can you see a play like that one, I forget which period was in the second, maybe on Shen, where he sort of toe drags it maybe at the post or the crossbar. Yeah. Is that a play that maybe he makes 6 months ago, a year ago?
No, if that's the one off the faceoff, I think what he'd want to do is he would have forced that into to Blake, and he didn't. The puck came too far back into him to make the pass, so he switched right away and did the next best thing, right? That's something, some growth there. You don't have to keep the old guys happy, you know? And that's the veteran guys. It's a challenge sometimes when young players go there. You know, they want to keep them happy, and they don't play the game. So he looks like he's past it.
Can you quantify how far he's come in that year?
No, I don't think that the way I had answered that question before is I don't believe I've had a player that I can remember cover that much distance in 1 year. The other one, it might be Josh Morrissey, but Josh from day one of camp was right there. The year he made the team, Kyle was in the minors, right? He wasn't there yet. So I don't know that I've had a player. I don't believe there have.
Is it hard to say how much more room for growth there is? Like, is there another leap like that he can still take?
He's kind of moved into it doesn't matter. If that makes any sense. You just play like that, we're going to win more hockey games. Whether you score 25 or 50, that style of game that he plays will help us win. What was your question?
I was going to say, was there a moment where you saw like Kyle has arrived basically last year?
In Carolina. He didn't score any points. And he was getting to a peak of frustration, but his game was right on. He was all over the puck, all over his man. It was a full sprint every shift. And that's where I thought, okay, he's made the transition. That doesn't, when you stop worrying about your points, you just go out and play a certain style of game, whether you get points or not, then you're all right.
What'd you think your revamped D pairings last night overall?
I thought our D had a tough job last night reading what our forwards were going to send them their way. So the rush against, there were a lot of different kinds of rushes against, so I thought our D did just fine given what they saw.
Conversation now. He's obviously a veteran guy, and now he's on the lineup on opening night.
Yeah, we both would agree that he's about a step off of where he is at his peak. He could play. He could play right now. From a health point of view, he can play. In terms of where his game's at, it's not far off, but he knows he's not quite there yet, so he understood it. Everybody wants to play, so I wouldn't say that they're happy, and he's not necessarily accepting, but he gets it, and then he pushes real hard in practice to try to get in that lineup.
Also, he can do outside of practice. I mean, they always say it's tough to be in game shape if you're not playing games.
Right. I haven't thought that far in because I don't think this is going to be something the last 2 months, right? we can do a lot of strengthening and grinding around away from the game. And yeah, you do have to stay in game shape, but he played exhibition games, so it's not like he's coming off the injury now. He's been a full-time player. His game just isn't quite at where we need to get it to.
And we talked a lot about Connor yesterday. Your schedule is quite spread out this month. I mean, have you thought about when the first start?
Yeah, I've thought about it. There's a flow chart, right, with the goalies, what happens when. So I've got a game in mind.
But you're always been a guy that you don't want him to sit too long out of the gate either, right?
Correct. But you, priority one is your A guy. Make sure you take care of that first, and then it's a challenge sometimes as a backup when you get in, being ready, being sharp. Our priority has to be keeping Connor in that frame of mind.